Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, and you're listening to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap from Financial Services Online, where we provide insights on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. In a comprehensive analysis of the state of our economy, Australians are being urged to prepare for a looming cost of living crisis. Noah Capozza, a financial expert from Link Wealth Group, has issued a stark warning. Despite recent data showing a slight dip in inflation rates, with the consumer price index dropping to 2.1% in May from 2.4% in April, and a trimmed mean inflation rate of just 2.4%, he advises everyone to reevaluate their financial strategies. Stagnant wages and skyrocketing housing costs are significant worries. Capozza is calling on Australians to think about diversifying into properties and shares to buffer against potential economic pressures. Moving to the superannuation sector, a recent major reform is heralded as a big win in addressing the gender super gap in Australia. Beginning July 1st, superannuation becomes payable on Commonwealth paid parental leave, expected to reduce the gender superannuation gap by about 25%. This reform is a notable stride towards retirement equity, adding an average of $15,000 to the retirement savings of over 200,000 Australian mothers annually. However, the work is not over. Regional disparities persist, with Western Australia having the largest gap. The Supermembers Council encourages enhancing the low-income super tax offset to further assist low-income women. In regulatory news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or better known as ASIC, has moved to deregister the auditor David McCoa following the collapse of Bright Advisors. McCoa admitted to major auditing deficiencies and agreed to permanently relinquish his auditor registration. These developments emphasize ASIC's commitment to uphold auditing standards and protect stakeholders, ensuring the financial market's stability and trustworthiness. Lastly, in the insurance industry, ASX-listed life insurer Clearview has announced strategic changes with the appointment of Peter Tilaka as head of underwriting. Tilaka is bringing 20 years of underwriting experience to lead Clearview's refreshed processes and partnerships. Clearview has revisited its medical underwriting framework and refined trauma definitions in its Clear Choice and Life Solutions products. These changes intend to keep pace with national initiatives and pave way for progression. Stay tuned for more updates as they happen. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you in the know about all things finance.